Today's feature is an early Christmas present of sorts, the kind of strange yet cheerful story we love to happen upon here at CHMA. In November, while library worker June Hicks was busy organizing the stacks in the aquaculture section of the Ralph Pickard Bell Library, she happened upon something unusual, an enormous can of beans. Students often leave things around the library, but a giant can of beans was in a category all its own. CHMA couldn't resist dropping by the Ralph Pickard Bell Library back in November to hear the story of the giant can of beans.
My name's June Hicks, and I'm a Sackville girl. So, born and raised.
And what's your job here at the library?
I'm the assistant head at Access Services. So it was right in here.
Okay.
That I met up with the can of beans. You know, I've been working in here, so the shelves are much tidier than they were when the can of beans showed up. And I believe they were just down in here, like right on the bottom shelf, just as cozy as it can be. And I was just working away. I hadn't seen them for, I don't know, I'd worked here several days. So when I got down off my step stool one time, there was these beans staring at me, just like that. And I thought, what is this?
I mean, this is not even, when we say a can of beans, describe this can of beans.
The bean is a large, very large can of beans. It's 100 ounces of beans. Now, I don't think anybody in one sitting could eat that many beans, so I don't know how it got here. And I don't know who'd want to carry it around because it's so heavy. But, It was there. I looked at it and I thought, well, are they planning on staying the weekend? Maybe whoever put it here wanted to stay overnight, so they had a can of beans. Or it's there for a joke. It was meant to be like a scavenger hunt. Or it's just there for a laugh.
Yeah. And did you have a laugh?
I did. We're still laughing about it because it's so unusual to find it in here. And I don't know who put the label on it. I surely didn't.
Now I see, yeah, it looks like it has now been cataloged.
It's been cataloged, which I wasn't aware of.
And what section are we in here?
I think this is called aquaculture and agriculture books. I'm not sure what this catalog belongs to. TX.
We'll get to the bottom of that here.
I'm Rachel Rubin. I'm the Dean of Libraries and Archives.
So we had an aboutness problem. What is a can of beans about? So to catalog something, you have to know what it's about. So we were trying to figure out if it's a legume, is it about legumes? Mm-hmm. Is it about the process of cooking, which is in one area? Is it about canning? So I think we went with canning. Okay. But we had to have a pretty serious philosophical discussion about what a can of beans is truly about.
And so it was. So whoever did this did not file it in the right place, we don't think.
It was misfiled. Yes, it was misshelved, which is why it's a good thing that June found it.
So, I mean, when June brought the beans to show everyone, I mean, I'm sure that the jokes must have started flying. And the theories, maybe.
A lot of theories.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had a gnome infestation, so I'm a little suspicious that it was a gnome pantry. So it could just have been left over from the gnomes. At one time, I've heard tell that there were gnomes about, little paper gnomes. But maybe they weren't just paper. Maybe at night they were eating beans.
I'm Laura Landon. I'm a librarian at the Mount Allison Library. Well, we've been talking about Rachel as the bean of libraries. Also, this isn't a pun, but the beans were found in the agriculture and aquaculture section. So we've been thinking a lot about fish cakes and beans. It was a very good placement for the beans. And we've been coming up with book puns as well. So to bean or not to bean, for whom the bean tolls.
Yeah. It's not unusual for students to leave stuff around, but this is kind of unusual, a big can of beans.
Yeah. I thought maybe someone was, it was getting too heavy in a backpack and they just thought, well, I'll just leave it here in the aquaculture section.
Yeah, it's quite a mystery.
Well, no one has claimed responsibility for the beans. I'm waiting for the rightful owner of the beans to come forward to collect their can. I mean, now that we've cataloged it, it might just get shelved, so they should come and collect it before it ends up in processed foods.
Okay. That's Mount Allison's Dean of Libraries and Archives, Rachel Rubin. You also heard the voices of teaching and research librarian Laura Landon and assistant head at Access Services, June Hicks. According to student reactions to the Library Bean story on social media, the hefty can of beans could have come from the supply of the Jennings Meal Hall or possibly from a wholesale grocery shop in Moncton or Amherst. If anyone out there can help shed light on the mystery of the library beans, please get in touch with us at news@chmafm.com.